Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In rap, no one stays on top forever. But for a while, A$AP Rocky seemed built for it. He had the music, the influence, the style, and the hits. But over the years, something changed. Rocky's music began to fade away, and his career began to be overshadowed by controversies. And unfortunately, these controversies weren't just some minor mistakes. From assault charges overseas...
Look, just for the cameras, we don't want no problems with these boys. They keep following us. Look at them. They keep following.
To legal battles with his childhood best friend...
We, the jury in the above entitled action, find the defendant. Rakim
Mayers,
not guilty.
To a botched album rollout.
Most of the songs that I usually perform in like that, leak it. All that get leaked. And so I might perform it here and there, but it's just like, nah, it's leaked. It is what it is. It's out of it.
Slowly, the momentum stopped. And Rocky, whether he realized it or not, was watching his career slowly unravel.
He has completely cooked this album. Don't Be Dumb is fried. It's over with. This album is dead. It has zero hype left.
However, there's no one to blame here but him. While other rappers were chasing hits, he got distracted. And little by little, his fans decided to move on, leading to the question, how bad is his fall off really, and how did he get there? And this is the fall of A$AP Rocky. Just a few days ago, A$AP Rocky teased yet another single for his long-delayed fourth studio album, Don't Be Dumb, this one titled Pray for the Gang. Now, dropping a new single is supposed to build hype, keep fans locked in, and remind everyone that an album is coming. But when the song finally dropped, it did the opposite. To be honest, it wasn't a bad song, it was just aggressively mid, like all the other Rocky releases throughout the years. Even the most diehard Rocky fans agreed, writing, "The song doesn't really do it for me, doesn't really have any structure, and the lyrics are undercooked." But the real problem wasn't just the music, it's the fact that A$AP Rocky has been dragging this rollout for years, teasing trailers, dropping random singles, previewing songs that never release. At this point, people stop feeling the excitement. This is like the 20th single since Testin' Bruh just dropped. Rocky's been scrambling to recapture the hype he had 10 years ago, dropping underwhelming singles like he's guessing what fans still care about. But nothing sticks, and every new release just makes the wait feel more pointless. But wait, because it gets worse. See, Pray for the Gang's music video only pulled in around 400,000 views after 24 hours. Of course, if you're an underground rapper, that would be a solid win, but this is A$AP Rocky, one of the biggest names of his era. So not even cracking a million views in a full day for someone like him is just wild. And it was obvious that the pressure and overall negative reception to it affected Rocky badly. He even privated the music video on YouTube, which meant that nobody else was able to play it. Of course, hip-hop fans all over the world didn't let that slide, saying things like worst album rollout of all time, as well as calling Rocky the first ever rapper to unrelease a song. Still, even though the music video didn't manage to take off, at least Rocky had the star power to land on the Billboard charts, right? Well, not exactly. You see, according to DJ Academics, A$AP Rocky's Pray for the Gang only received 236,000 streams on Spotify so far. He also added that it's not on pace to chart in the Billboard Hot 100, and instead, flop. So as expected, Rocky's name was getting dragged on the internet left and right because of the flop. However, he has nobody to blame but himself, because at first, he did a whole promo run for the song, saying that it was an Apple Music exclusive for 24 hours upon its release. 24-hour Apple exclusive out everywhere July 5th. Obviously, fans felt slighted that they had to wait a couple days just to hear the new Rocky single.
Obviously, a pretty big thing about this is that it's exclusively on Apple Music. Now, what is that about, Rocky? That is not cool. That is not cool for me because I'm a Spotify user.
But taking that exclusive deal with Apple had to be beneficial for Rocky in some way, right? Well, maybe there was just some exclusive deal behind the scenes for Pray for the Gang, but even Apple Music seemed over it. The so-called exclusive didn't even chart on the platform. Despite premiering exclusively on Apple Music, A$AP Rocky's Pray for the Gang did not appear on the platform's top 200 chart. To put that into perspective, there were 200 other songs that made Apple's top 200 charts, and none of them were the latest A$AP Rocky single, which should be a huge reality check for him. After all, you can't just disappear for almost a decade and start a rollout that's taken this long to have your lead single swap this hard. For someone with a name as established as A$AP Rocky, that had to be embarrassing. And slowly but surely, fans are starting to grow tired of him as well.
He has completely cooked this album. Don't Be Dumb is fried. It's over with. This album is dead. It has zero hype left. We've been waiting on this album for what feels like 4 decades. In reality, it's been about 6 years or so. And at this point, people just don't care anymore. They don't care.
If you're not caught up, A$AP Rocky's rollout for Don't Be Dumb has been dragging for 7 straight years. His last official album, Testing, dropped back in 2018. Since then, it's been loose singles and underwhelming releases. So what happened? Back in 2021, Rocky teased that his follow-up album was 90% done. But as we all know, Rocky's taking a sweet time finishing up the remaining 10%. However, this wasn't the first time Rocky kept fan expectations at an all-time high.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Back in August of 2024, he released Hijack featuring Jessica Pratt, racking up over 15 million views as of recording this video. Fans were even hyped to see that Don't Be Dumb was now on the cusp of releasing sometime soon. Rocky is back, the world is healing. Just a few weeks after dropping Hijack, Rocky followed it up with another single called Ruby Rosary. So, all signs are pointing towards a late 2024 release, considering he just dropped 2 singles around that time. But then a year later, Rocky had some disappointing news. Explaining the delays, he wrote, "Leaks and sample clearances are disrupting the album. It's been 6 years, and I want to make the best album ever. I'm sorry for the wait." To add to the delay, Rocky went out and said that whenever a song gets leaked online, chances are he's scrapping it off the album.
Most of the songs that I usually perform and like that, leak it. All that get leaked. And so I might perform it here and there, but it's just like, nah, it's leaked. It is what it is. It's out already.
But hey, at least there was a release date. So at the very least, fans are going to get something, right? Well, not really. Because instead of having a fresh copy of Don't Be Dumb playing on their speakers, what fans instead got was another disappointing announcement on December 10th, 2024, telling fans that pre-orders for Don't Be Dumb will be refunded. Thank you for your purchase of our upcoming album. The release date has been rescheduled to early 2025. We will refund your order and invite you to reorder the album when it's available. So after the constant delays throughout the years, some A$AP Rocky fans finally had enough and expressed the fact that they were let down once again. I'm convinced this album doesn't actually exist. I mean, can you blame them? So now we're here. Already more than halfway through 2025, and A$AP Rocky's album Don't Be Dumb is still missing. No release date and an underwhelming single followed up by silence. So honestly, you can't really blame the fans for being fed up, as Rocky's been delaying this for years and years now. There was even a time in 2022 when fans speculated that the album was about to drop during a performance at his Amazon Music Live set. Not only that, he even told everyone that Don't Be Dumb was long finished.
Album finished, don't be dumb, let's go.
Which we all know is nothing more than a lie. To make it worse, the rumored August release date isn't looking any better for Rocky either, since he has to go up against the likes of Kid Cudi, as well as Sabrina Carpenter. However, it looks like he has no choice left, as fans are quickly running out of patience. If A$AP Rocky for real believes the music is good, he has to say f*** it and just drop it at this point. If he disappears again, I'm out, man. It's been 7 years, fans don't have much left to cling on to. But while we're talking about his disastrous album rollout, we need to talk about how he got here in the first place and the other embarrassing problems he's been facing. I mean, what's been keeping A$AP Rocky from dropping it after all this time? Surely it wasn't only because of the leaks, right? Well, a lot of things, actually. From his random collaborations with Puma...
Officer Crumb!
And you know what? They almost gotten away with it too. But thanks to you kids, they did. Well done. Well done. Terrific. But just remember, don't be dumb.
Rolling out your album through a Puma commercial is crazy work, only infuriated fans even more. He also became Ray-Ban's first ever creative director back in February.
Yo, listen. This is one of the happiest days of my life, bro.
And sure, signing these brand deals with established fashion companies would have been a dream come true for some people, but in Rocky's case, it didn't earn him any cool points or align with his musical goals. And it was clear that his album wasn't anywhere near the top of his priority list. It felt more like a side quest he kept forgetting about. A year ago, he also repped his brand new clothing brand called American Sabotage. As you can guess, the comment section was full of hopeful Rocky fans who just wanted nothing more than the album to drop. ASAP album is what the world needs right now. And to make it worse, Rocky was seen at an AWGE fashion show carrying a vinyl version of Don't Be Dumb, leading on his fans once more. He pulled this move in the early months of 2024, which only added more fuel to the already burning mess that was his rollout. On top of that, he's also focused on his relationship with Rihanna, as the two welcomed their second and third child over the years. So it seemed like music just wasn't the priority anymore. In fact, right after his new single flopped hard, fans started to believe that Rocky was on a full-blown PR run to save his face, as the headline he leaned into was Rihanna's third pregnancy, which DJ Academics was quick to call out, saying, "Pregnancy promo after unreleasing a music video. Pray for the gang." But behind the scenes, there was something way more serious going on. Rocky wasn't just dealing with bad press or a messy rollout. He was also facing a criminal case that had a high chance of sending him to jail. So what happened? Well, after years of winning in music, fashion, and of course, in his love life, ASAP Rocky was suddenly facing the most serious charges he had ever faced. In fact, it got so serious that it could have locked him away for decades. And unfortunately, it all stemmed from a fight with his childhood friend. One of the members of ASAP Mob was Terrell Efron, better known as ASAP Relly. Relly wasn't the most famous member of the crew. In fact, most people didn't even know him, but he was there from the start. ASAP Rocky and Relly weren't just members of the same crew. They were brothers. They grew up together, helped build the ASAP brand, and were a part of the original movement that shook up hip-hop. But somewhere along the way, things changed. According to Relly, after Rocky blew up, he left the rest of them behind. He felt that Rocky didn't do anything to help the rest of the members shine. However, the real turning point came in 2021, after the death of ASAP Josh. When Josh's mom needed help bringing his body home to New York, Relly said Rocky promised to cover all the expenses. But then came this.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Twist. Relly thought Rocky had flaked, even going as far to text him, "You so fake, it's sad." Yet that wasn't even the worst part. You see, what Relly didn't know was that Rocky had actually paid for everything. Relly later admitted his mistake, but by then, it was already too late. The damage to the relationship was already done. And not long after, things escalated into something far more dangerous. It was supposed to be a meetup. Relly said he pulled up thinking they'd maybe throw some punches, squash the beef, and move on. But when he got there, the energy was all wrong. According to him, Rocky came at him aggressively. And just like that, the two started to fight and push each other. But then, Rocky allegedly pulled out a weapon. Relly claimed Rocky shot at him 3 times, and one of the bullets grazed his hand. He said he was stunned. That was his brother, the same guy he had come up with. But now, he was dodging bullets, literally. Relly left the scene, but later returned to search for shell casings. He picked them up and handed them to the police. 2 days later. Talk about suspicious. And unfortunately, the way he handled the aftermath raised a lot of red flags. You see, the first thing he did was file a civil lawsuit before a criminal case. The lawsuit accused Rocky of battery, negligence, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. At the time, Rocky's legal team denied all accusations and stated that Relly was attempting to extort Rocky for money and clout. On top of that, they also argued that the allegations were baseless and that they had no credible evidence to tie Rocky to the shooting. However, shortly after the civil lawsuit was filed, Rocky was charged with 2 felony counts. Unfortunately for Rocky, the timing couldn't have been worse. See, during that time, Rihanna had just given birth to their first child, and Rocky was supposed to be cooking up new music. After months of delays and pre-trial hearings, the trial officially started back in October of 2023, and at that point, both sides came ready for war. Relly's legal team was determined to paint Rocky as a guilty person, while on the other hand, Rocky's attorneys aimed to discredit Relly as an envious and jealous friend.
"Ladies and gentlemen, this case is about one man's jealousy, lies, and greed. That man is not Rocky. That man is Terrell Efron, or you've heard the name, Relly. He is the source of all the evidence in this case."
You see, right from the start, Rocky's lawyer didn't hold back. He attacked Relly's story piece by piece, and one of the first things he pointed out, Relly only went to the hospital after a civil lawyer told him it would help his case against Rocky. However, Relly had the time to tell his side of the story. In his testimony, he recalled how Rocky threatened him with a gun, saying,
"When you said he pointed it at you, where on your body was it pointing?"
"Like towards my stomach, like towards like my headish a little. Like everything was happening so fast. So fast. You know what I mean?"
And from that point on, things escalated.
And you said, as he was pointing it at you, is, what did he say?
I feel right now.
And was that in an angry tone?
Yeah, he was livid.
Was his voice elevated? Like, was he yelling this at you, or was this something he was saying quiet?
Yeah, because he was yelling back and forth at this point.
Belly was heated.
So I'm like, what the f***? Like, you better use that you got a gun for.
But at the same time, he couldn't believe that his longtime friend was threatening to shoot him.
Like, I physically cannot believe there was a in my face. Like, that was the breaking point for me. Because, like, what I said, I told this kid numerous times, if you have a problem with me, let me know. You know what I mean?
He also claimed that if it did come to violence, he didn't care.
I feel like this got to the max. Like, this was, like, no return. So, if I was willing to die for my respect at this point, I don't care. You get what I'm saying? Like, if this is what you want to do, I still have my dignity. That's how I felt.
However, Relly's team didn't even try to prove Rocky actually shot him. You see, their goal was to prove that Rocky had shot Adam. However, Rocky's defense claimed something entirely different. You see, according to Rocky's team, the gun wasn't even real. In fact, they said that it was just a prop gun that shot blanks. They added that Rocky pulled it out to scare Relly, but never intended to harm him. Unfortunately for Rocky, when the judge asked if they still had the prop gun, it turned out that nobody knew its whereabouts. Rocky's team claimed it existed, but they weren't sure where it went after a music video shoot.
I think we need to see the gun.
Yeah, that's a big problem. That's a really big problem. If you've got a fake gun, just show it to the jury. Here it is. But it's not going to make its way into the courtroom.
On top of that, in a second video of the fight, you can actually hear gunshots being fired. So, was this a real gun or a fake one? Well, according to the CEO of AllHipHop.com, Chuck Kriegmer, it's highly possible that Rocky used a fake gun. However,
if he in fact has a fake gun, it does, you know, gnaw away at ASAP's credibility, but we're not even looking at ASAP in that way anyway. He's an A-lister, as you said. He's someone that is not expected to be living.
Want to try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
In any sort of gangster life.
But on the other hand, according to Relly, he was 100% sure that it was a real gun. So how is he so sure?
Do you believe as a defendant we sh**ed at you that you sh**ed a real gun or a fake gun? Oh, it was a real gun. And what led you to believe that it was a real gun? I mean, I was hit.
Unfortunately, when a cross-examination finally began, everything he said came under fire. See, before the alleged shooting happened, Relly and Rocky had been texting back and forth, arguing and threatening each other. But when Rocky's legal team got their hands on those messages, they noticed something weird. Turns out, a lot of them were missing.
See, what wasn't on your phone, but remained on Rocky's phone, was what you deleted.
These are messages when Relly was allegedly calling Rocky names, stating, "You got all these fake animosity towards me, lol, me up. Man, I wish you would. Give me a reason. And you've been a pussy." Initially, Relly tried to deny everything.
This is fake. It's fake.
It's fake also.
It's fake. You don't even write like that. This dude would not write me.
No. What are you talking about?
But there was no way around it.
This is supposed to be Rocky writing it?
No, sir. That's you writing to Rocky.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
He then retracted his statements.
Why did you delete that from your cell phone before you turned it over to law enforcement?
That assumes
I didn't mean,
that
I did not stop.
Not in evidence. Did you delete that text from your cell phone?
Yeah, but I didn't delete it because I handed it over to.
Did you delete it?
Yeah.
Okay.
On top of that, what made the situation even more suspicious was that he had deleted it before sending the evidence to law enforcement. For a while, Relly couldn't come up with an answer.
Why did you delete that string before you turned your phone over to law enforcement?
Tried deflecting, saying,
oh yeah, so I asked him to beat me up because of...
You already said you did delete it. He's asking, why did you delete it?
But in the end, all that he could say was,
I think I deleted his whole message, and that's why it popped up a whole new one.
He's asking you why you deleted
it. I don't remember.
Okay.
All right. I don't remember. Okay. Anyway. But if it was me, I would have kept it.
Now, in any courtroom situation, deleting evidence, especially messages that might reveal how confrontation actually began, is a massive issue. And it automatically raised doubts about what else could have been deleted, what the full story was, and whether the alleged victim was telling the truth. However, this wasn't the last time Relly backtracked on his comments. See, originally, Relly claimed that he hadn't fired a gun in years. But during the trial, the defense played a video showing him firing a weapon at a gun range. At first, Relly swore that the footage was from a gun in New Jersey.
Let's find out, is that him?
But when he got back on the stand the following Wednesday, things got even messier. You see, he then admitted that after reviewing his Instagram archive, he realized the video wasn't from New Jersey. In fact, it was actually filmed in LA. Now, this is actually important information since it contradicted his testimony about where he was and what he was doing in the days leading up to the alleged event. On top of that, Relly was also the guy who claimed to have found shell casings at the scene. I mean, if he couldn't keep his testimony consistent, how reliable could his other statements really be? However, the real chaos began when the defense cross-examined him about the entire Instagram situation.
There is nothing in your Instagram that shows you were in Los Angeles on October 19, 2021. Is there?
Yes, it is.
However, Rocky's lawyer wasn't buying it. So what did he do? He offered him a phone to prove it on the spot. And this is when Relly completely lost his cool. Instead of answering the question, he started getting defensive.
What do you mean, a live phone?
A phone. Your Instagram. Your Instagram.
No, we have to go see. Now you think you slick. We have to go to my phone, my actual phone, and go to my archive. You're not going to show me something of my highlights, which is not there. You think you slick.
Stop.
But he did have a point. Further analyze his whereabouts, it's best to examine his phone. Fortunately, he should have said this more calmly, as it didn't take long for the judge to intervene.
You're not going to keep tripping me up. I'm on
Efron! Stop talking!
However, even with the judge trying to mediate the tension, Relly was already heated.
You're trying to show me somebody else's that I can't activate where I can go to my archive.
Stop it. He doesn't need to go on someone else's phone.
Do you have your phone? You know I don't got it. It's over there. We can get it though. I can show you. We can go get it right now.
At one point, the judge had no choice but to scold Relly, stating,
so your Instagram is up. This will cause you to go back. No, you did because you're sneaky.
Don't be insulting. Stop it.
He is
not insulting you. Don't insult him. Don't insult any lawyer that's asking you questions.
For a while, things calmed down. Relly tried to explain his side of the story, but it didn't take long for him to start lashing out again.
Already, like, lying to people or lying about the situation because you know I cannot see it through that way.
You cannot accuse anybody of lying. Do not do that.
Nobody
I told you, nothing derogatory.
But nobody told me this. I mean, this is
I'm telling you, and I've been telling you, do not be derogatory toward anyone in this courtroom.
As the trial progressed, Rocky's team peeled back Relly's entire image and painted the whole case as a cash grab. They showed he only had $4,000 in his bank account.
In September 2021, you personally had about $4,000 in your bank account, correct?
While posting like a millionaire on Instagram. On top of that, they also exposed that his girlfriend at the time was allegedly a prostitute who funded his lifestyle.
How did Ms. Parker make her money?
Objection relevant to state.
Okay. Do you, sir, or should I say in 2021, did you along with Ms. Parker make money in prostitution?
See, it was so brutal that even the criminal defense attorney, Marie Pereira, who was present during the hearings, actually felt sorry for Relly.
I felt sorry for ASAP Relly because... Because at one point when they brought out his bank records, it was humiliating. They brought out text messages from his girlfriend. It was humiliating. And they made him look like a loser who was doing nothing more than dreaming of putting his hand on A$AP Rocky's money because he was a nobody.
Sadly, though, Rocky's defense didn't stop there. In fact, there are text messages that showed Relly texting Rocky, writing, "Trying to kill me," to which Rocky responded, "Rel, what the hell is you talking about? Stop making shit up, Rel." But that wasn't all. See, Relly then texted another friend about the incident, admitting, "I want to get this guy's money. Shot at me." And with this type of evidence, it was getting harder and harder to believe Relly's statements. And unfortunately for Relly, what was supposed to be an alleged cash grab turned out to be a massive nightmare, where even his friends tried to expose him for what he did. You see, one of the wildest moments came when Relly got himself tangled in another lie regarding his phone conversations with a man named Wally Sajimi. For those who are unfamiliar with Wally, he's a branding consultant who's worked with Rocky and Relly in the past. During the cross-examination, Rocky's defense confronted Relly about a series of conversations he allegedly had with Wally. According to the calls, Relly straight up admitted that suing Rocky was always part of the plan, which Relly firmly denied. When asked directly about these phone calls, Relly's reaction was bizarre. At first, he claimed that everything was fake.
The phone call you played yesterday was not me. That was not you. That was not me. That was fake. 100% fake. Yeah.
Then, as the defense pressed harder, he started accusing Wally of baiting him, even going so far as to suggest the voice on the recordings didn't even sound like him.
I don't remember. This dude probably was baiting me, calling me. I don't know. Nice spoof of his voice.
The answer's no.
So what was the real truth? Initially, he didn't even know who Wally was, but then he backtracked on his statements again.
You see, I'm real about who Wally is. It's not real. I don't know him. I met him. I don't know of him. I know him. But this is beyond me.
Have you used Wally? Do you want to work for you?
No. You've asked him one time to get me verified. I told you that.
Okay.
He kept in conversation with me. Obviously, now I know why.
See, despite denying the authenticity of these calls and even acting as if he barely knew who Wally was, it turns out Relly had actually phoned Wally during a lunch break in the midst of his own cross-examination. Now, that's just extremely suspicious since in the middle of denying these conversations existed, he called the very man he was accusing of faking or baiting him. That just didn't make any sense.
At the lunch break, Mr. Efron, you called Wally, correct?
I called him after everything because, I mean, you guys got y'all whipping up lies over here.
When asked why, Relly started getting heat again.
And why the wallet?
Because I mean, you guys is just lying, lies after lies. You can't back it up. These guys,
we can't back it up.
I mean, you can't.
Did you hear the tape recording?
All right, stop. Let's go ahead. Ask another question.
Unfortunately, at that point, Relly was getting absolutely grilled by A$AP Rocky's defense.
Why did you call
him? Because you guys just keep playing fake audio to him, like fake stuff. I never said none of that to him. It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't fit in with this case. You're trying to slip it in.
Okay, stop. All right, did you answer the question?
And if all that wasn't embarrassing enough, things took a turn when Rocky's defense called Wally to the stand as a surprise witness. Wally flew in all the way from Paris to testify in person. Once he took the stand, the entire mood shifted.
How many calls in total did you record?
Two.
Two calls? Now, you said that you were upset because the idea that Relly was coming into court, you said you were offended by his lying. Is that correct?
Yes.
While he confirmed the authenticity of the recordings.
I'm suing this out of here. That was my game. And regardless.
Yep, he admitted those are real phone calls.
Pay me out via my lawsuit.
Oh.
I walk away. Basically, it's going to be a day to find me because I'll be on another island. Just relax. You get what I'm saying? They're going to be scrambling to find me because now they have to go against Rocky, the state.
However, it was still weird of him to record phone calls of a friend. So it didn't take long for the prosecution to question Wally on the ethics of recording Relly without their consent. However, Wally testified that he made two recordings, explaining that he did so because he was offended by Relly's lies and attempts to portray himself as an innocent victim.
Sometimes friends do things like that.
You mean sometimes friends betray friends by taping their calls and then calling other people to report what they found? Is that what you mean?
That's
but Wally wasn't the only one who revealed Relly's intentions. See, on the seventh day of the trial, Things took another sharp turn when the cop who took ASAP Rally's original police report of the situation finally took the stand. And what he revealed immediately put a giant crack in the prosecution's case. According to the officer, Relly had been switching up his story from the jump. At one point, Relly claimed it was ASAP Ills who had a knife. Then, apparently, it was another member of the crew, ASAP 12E. The most damning part, when Relly originally went to the police, he hadn't mentioned anyone carrying a knife at all.
And that's obviously because Mr. Efron, when reporting to you what happened, didn't tell you that 12E displayed a knife to him during the incident, right?
He did not.
Right. In fact, Mr. Efron made no mention of a knife being involved in this incident, correct?
Correct.
And it didn't stop there. Initially, Relly also swore that he went to Dunkin' Donuts to grab a brown paper bag to collect the shell casings from the crime scene. However, according to the cop who testified, Relly actually showed up with the casings in a black plastic bag.
It was two steel casings. It said a 9mm Luger on each of them.
How did you have it?
It was in a black plastic bag.
But that wasn't even the worst part. According to the reports, the Dunkin' he claimed to have gone to after the shooting was already closed by the time he was supposed to be there. It only made the whole thing get sketchier and sketchier by the minute. On top of that, when they examined the surveillance footage, cameras had captured someone returning to the scene a few hours after the alleged shooting, but no one could agree on what it was. At one point, Relly told the cops it was him, then changed his story. But that's not all. See, even one of the key investigators flip-flopped on the stand. See, his original statements in the pre-trial were that Relly was the man on the camera. However, during the actual trial, he confessed that it wasn't Relly. It was just a total mess. And as if things weren't dramatic enough, cops eventually raided ASAP Rocky's house, hoping to find the gun, literally. When they searched his crib, all they found were legal firearms, including a .44 caliber pistol, a shotgun, and a rifle. And luckily for him, none of them were tied to the However, Rocky wasn't out of the woods yet. See, cops also found a 9mm magazine fully loaded. Relly's legal team jumped on it. Trying to connect the 9mm shell casings, Relly had handed over to the police. But what they didn't know was somebody else had already claimed ownership of the magazine. And on top of it, the brand of the ammo didn't even match the shell casings Relly brought in. No fingerprints, no DNA, nothing. Fortunately for Rocky, all of the testimony so far supported his claims. However, the trial was far from done. In fact, another one of Rocky and Relly's brothers from the ASAP crew took the stand. One of the few people actually at the scene was ASAP 12E. But here's the kicker. See, his story was completely different from Relly's. According to him, Relly came up to Rocky and grabbed him, stating,
"So he's kind of grabbing him, and Relly's a big dude, you know, Relly's big. So he's kind of like grabbing him and shaking him. So at this point, Rocky tries to grab him too, but rip the floor so he can maintain his balance because Relly is kind of like trying to lift him up by his hoodie."
He added that when things started to get heated, Rocky tried to leave, but Relly followed. That's when Rocky pulled out the fake gun.
Did see Rocky press a gun, prop gun that he described here, against Relly's stomach to point at his head or his chest?
No, I did not.
That completely changed the vibe. It meant Relly wasn't scared, he wasn't running, he was pressing Rocky.
Who's the aggressor in this encounter?
Relly.
Okay. Is that why you told Rocky to leave?
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever see Rocky point that object, prop gun, according to you, at Relly at all during that parking garage encounter?
No.
According to 12E, Relly punched ASAP Ills, swung at 12E, and kept pushing until Rocky fired the fake gun, just to scare Relly off. Right after 12E wrapped up, ASAP Lou, another member, was called to testify. So, who is ASAP Lou? Well, Lou, Rocky's longtime tour manager, confirmed that the 9mm magazine found in Rocky's house was his. Lou also backed up the prop gun story, saying he had gotten it for Rocky's video shoot. But where's the prop gun now? According to Lou, after the alleged shooting, he claimed that he had returned the prop gun to the music video's co-director and never saw it again.
And, did you ever meet someone known as ASAP Relly?
Yes.
What's your relationship been like with him?
Over the years, it's always kind of been up and down. It would be times where like we were good, and then like a week later, he would text me or call me and say, "Fuck you, you bitch, you're a
So by the time both sides gave their closing arguments, the tension in the courtroom was out of control. Rocky's lawyer stepped up to deliver his closing arguments, and he didn't hold back. Throughout his statements, he repeatedly accused Relly of lying under oath, claiming that Relly perjured himself on the stand, that means lying in a legal court in America, suggesting the entire case against Rocky was built on fabrications and personal vendettas. However, the prosecution wasn't about to let those accusations slide. They immediately objected to Rocky's lawyer's language, arguing that calling the accuser a perjurer during a closing statement was not only unethical, but also crossed the line. But the tension didn't stop there. As Rocky's lawyer pressed on, the courtroom atmosphere turned toxic. Insults and personal jabs started flying between the defense and prosecution.
Okay, so he literally asked for a stipulation, part of a jury, that he knew was not true or didn't know if it was true. And that's unethical. That's unethical. And this is a guy who the Ninth Circuit just said lied to a jury in the Brantford case.
The two legal teams began trading shots so aggressively that the judge had no choice but to call for a break.
So I want to hear about the
one more thing out of here, and we air everything that's happened in this case, which the court's aware of.
Stop.
He might want to stop.
I'm so glad you should be, Joe.
Let's take a break.
After the closing statements, Rocky's lawyer told TMZ he felt good about the outcome.
I feel great. I mean, look, this case went in perfectly for us. I mean, I believed in Rocky's innocence from day one. Rocky's maintained it.
He also stated that the fact that Rocky turned down a plea deal should give jurors a good idea of who was really telling the truth. You see, if Rocky was truly at fault here, why would he not take a plea deal of only 6 months? Because if he lost, he'd spend more than a decade in prison.
And belief in the jury system. So, you know, this case, it should be a 5-minute acquittal.
And in the end, it took the jury just 3 hours of deliberation before they reached a verdict. And luckily for Rocky,
we, the jury, the above entitled action, find the defendant, Rakim Mayers, not guilty.
Rocky and all of his team burst with joy and tears. When the decision was read, Rocky turned around, leaped over a barrier, and immediately hugged Rihanna as if all the stress and problems were finally over. Rocky was so grateful, in fact, that he even invited his lawyer to become a part of the ASAP mob.
He's also just a great, great person. Rihanna, they are seriously the greatest people, and I said I love them, and I really do love them, and I got emotional in my summation because I care about them.
Unfortunately, even with the massive W, Rocky's lawyer wouldn't even really benefit from joining ASAP since the collective isn't really doing that well right now. You see, a large part of Rocky's come up was the come up of his group, the ASAP Mob. At one point, they were the most culturally significant collective, if not movement in hip hop, hands down. But today, that's not the case. Most of the members are no-names, inactive, have fallen off, and it's almost treated as if it's defunct. But it wasn't always this way. You see, back in the early 2010s, no one in hip-hop was moving quite like the ASAP mob. For years, they felt untouchable. But if you've been paying attention lately, things within the mob haven't just slowed down, they've completely fallen apart. So how did one of the most exciting New York rap crews of their generation crash out so dramatically? Well, to further analyze what happened, let's go back to the beginning. For rap fans, it's not hard to look back and remember the summer of 2011. That's when the ASAP mob first burst onto the scene. ASAP Rocky was a breakout star, dropping bangers like Peso and Purple Swag. However, the ASAP mob wasn't just a crew of rappers either. They were designers, stylists, and a bunch of producers. And with the help of his crew, Rocky's debut mixtape, Live Love ASAP, boosted Rocky into the mainstream. And on top of that, the mixtape included features from other mob members like ASAP Nast, 12e, and ASAP Ferg, with ASAP Yams, the crew's co-founder and mastermind, orchestrating the whole thing behind the scenes. And for a while, it felt like Harlem was finally back on the map. But as with most groups, egos and personal conflicts started getting in the way. By 2014, the first real signs of trouble began to surface. You see, during that year, producer ASAP Ty Beats, man behind Peso and Personal Swag, suddenly left the group. After leaving though, he decided to air out his frustrations online. In a now deleted tweet, he accused Rocky and the crew of putting on other rappers like Cali MC and Joe Fats before him. On top of that, he claimed that he slept in his car while Yams and Rocky paid for Fats to stay in downtown Manhattan hotels. It might have seemed like a small incident at the time, but in hindsight, it was a sign of a deeper issue brewing within the mob. Unfortunately though, in 2015, ASAP Yams tragically passed away from an accidental overdose. And this hurt the whole group massively. You see, he wasn't just a co-founder. He was the glue holding everything together. Yams had been the one to discover Rocky's potential and bring him into the crew. And without him, everything around the mob was never the same. Years later, during a 2022 interview on Drink Champs, Rocky spoke on how essential Yams was.
I put him up there with like Dane, Irv.
Yeah, me too.
I put him up there with Puff. Like he had an eye for it, but he was so strategic. He had an air too.
Unfortunately though, no amount of tribute posts could fill the void Yams left behind. However, in the wake of Yams' death, Rocky's solo career skyrocketed. His 2015 album, At Long Last ASAP, debuted at number 1 on the Billboard 200 chart. But you know what's weird about this project? It didn't feature much from other ASAP members. Around this time, Rocky's name also began to gain recognition in the fashion world. He started walking in runways and started multiple campaigns. Sadly though, while Rocky was starting to hit his peak, the rest of ASAP struggled to keep up. But you know what? The group was still eager to make things work. So in an attempt to stay unified, the mob released Cozy Tapes Volume 1, Friends, in 2016 as a tribute to ASAP Yams. And less than 2 years later, the group dropped a sequel titled Cozy Tapes Volume 2, Too Cozy. However, behind the scenes, tensions were starting to rise. You see, by 2019, things took an even darker turn when ASAP Ant announced he was leaving the mob to focus on his solo career. At the same time, one of the group's founding figures, ASAP Bari, was facing serious legal issues when he pleaded guilty to SA. And unfortunately, this massive scandal rocked the entire ASAP mob's reputation. and by that point, fans started to question if the group could survive these controversies, because during the following year, things would only get much worse. You see, in February of 2020, the mob suffered another heartbreaking loss. A$AP Snacks, one of their longtime DJs and A&R figures, passed away. Around this time, Rocky's relationship with Rihanna became public. The two would go on to have two sons together, and Rocky's status as one half of a celebrity power couple elevated him to a level of fame far beyond hip-hop. And with that, his connection to the mob grew even more distant, since there was no way the group can compete with that kind of attention. Unfortunately, the following year was no different, and finally, fans began to notice the significant decline of the group. Back in late August of 2020, one of the most unexpected internal beefs in the A$AP group went public when A$AP Illz took to Instagram to air out serious accusations against his longtime fellow A$AP member, A$AP Ferg. You see, out of nowhere, Illz went off on Instagram where he bluntly said, "Ferg ain't A$AP no more. Sorry guys, that guy burnt out, song's dumb trash, Mr. Anthem can't get right." However, this wasn't just a case of creative differences, like in typical rap groups, since Illz took it a step further by accusing Ferg of stealing ideas and more. In one of his posts, Illz wrote, "People be your mans to try and pick your brain and steal, not to be loyal and real." To add to the fuel and fire, Illz even posted screenshots of text messages with Ferg, where Ferg wrote, "Call me, stop playing with me." It looked like Ferg was desperate to resolve any conflict privately. But unfortunately, Illz wasn't having any of it. Not long after Illz's claims, another founding member, A$AP Bari, decided to weigh in and back up Illz's statements. Bari, who himself had his reputation dragged through the mud after pleading guilty to SA charges in 2017, commented, "He said what he said, A$AP Illz started A$AP Mob, so hail A$AP Illz." The fact that Bari commented on this, someone who faces a serious criminal conviction, and somehow remained in the group, just didn't sit right with fans. They felt it was hypocritical of them to kick out Ferg, with Bari still being given a platform. One user posted on Twitter, "Kick out A$AP Ferg, but not the guy that pled guilty to SA." However, Illz wasn't done just yet. Following Bari's comments, he posted again, writing, "They've been calling me the golden child for years now, and it's not for no reason. I've been him. Damn right, I ain't no yes man, because you guys don't respect that shit. Y'all rather have a guy who's not even halfway on my level around just because he's a yes man, and do whatever you want at the snap of your fingers, shit goofy." You see, this wasn't just a small personal beef, it was deeper. Illz was exposing deeper problems within the entire A$AP mob. Of course, Ferg wasn't about to let his name get dragged through the mud without clapping back. In an interview with Genius, he shut down the claims that he'd been kicked out, stating, "You can't kick me out of something I helped build. I brought millions and millions of dollars and fed families through my voice and ideas. I bring equity into the brand. I mean, that's like the carpenter. You can't kick the carpenter out and expect for the house to have a roof." He even compared A$AP Mob to a gang, saying, "I don't think there's no breaking up of the mob. It's like, once you're in the mob, you can't get out. This is blood in, blood out." But Ferg didn't stop there. When he dropped his song, Big A$AP, he sent shots at Illz, rapping, "The propaganda bring you up to bring you back down. How you go and kick a leader of A$AP out? Yeah, I keep my foot on these guys' neck till they pass out." See, he made it clear that he wasn't stepping down or letting himself get kicked out, no matter what Illz or Bari claimed on social media. As the drama reached a boiling point, another mob member, A$AP Nast, decided to calm things down. On Twitter, he denounced the beef and clarified that Ferg was not being kicked, writing, "The Trap Lord was not and will not be kicked out of A$AP. False news. Everybody go home. Now, A$AP forever." On top of that, Nast also expressed his disappointment to his brothers. "It's extremely embarrassing and unnecessary for it to happen the way it did, but it did, and this will be taken care of the right way. Good night, y'all." However, most of you might be wondering, where was Rocky when all this mess was going down? I mean, he's the face of the group, right? Well, for a while, Rocky never publicly commented on the spat, even though fans were begging for him to mediate things. But when he appeared as a guest on Drink Champs, he basically tried to downplay what happened, stating,
"Brothers going to the internet, and I don't really condone that, like, right. Internet spew, like, if you got a beef or if you got, you know, a disagreement with a, you know what I'm saying, I just think you can handle it in real life. If y'all throw hands, if y'all keep it verbal, whatever the case is, just don't really bring that to the internet."
Unfortunately, even with Nast intervening, many of their fans sensed a major disconnect within A$AP. A few years later, it felt like things were beyond repair when A$AP Ferg dropped A$AP from his name after signing a new management deal.
It's Ferg. It's Ferg Apparel. It's the Ferg Empire. It's like Daryl. It's everything dealing with this individual right here.
So it's Ferg now. You're not A$AP Ferg anymore.
Yeah.
However, he reassured his fans that there wasn't any animosity between the group.
Growing up, because I still talk to those guys. I still talk to Rocky E. I talk to 12E sometimes. I speak to Nas. We bumping into each other in LA and parties and stuff like that. But we all got like different pockets and groups of friends.
Yeah.
Sadly, even though he insisted that everything was okay, fans could easily read between the lines.
Not like A$AP. I am A$AP because I'm always striving and prospering, and I have A$AP tatted on me. And like when I see the guys, we throw it up. Like, but at the same time, it's like we're not kids anymore. Like, I'm Ferg, and I've been Ferg before I became A$AP.
And with one of the key members of the group leaving, it didn't take long for everything to fall apart. In a recent interview, Ferg addressed what most fans had already suspected.
ASAP?
Well, I am ASAP. I made ASAP. Me along with Rocky and, you know, the founders who built it.
Created
rest in peace, ASAP Yams. Yeah.
ASAP Mob was done.
In the streets is, you're not in ASAP. Are you or are you not?
Well, I don't think there is ASAP anymore. It's like...
The whole collective has ended. Like,
he admitted that without any music or involvement from the key members, ASAP Mob was essentially dead.
Cozy tape out a new one, or it's not an office. It's not a record label. ASAP Worldwide is not a record label. I think it's a thing of the past.
And with that, the once iconic crew that put Harlem back on the map quietly faded away.
Off the backs of like Bari and Yams and all of that, but like we're the faces. So like I feel like if we're not making no music and putting out no new timestamps, then there's no ASAP.
You see, beefing with someone ASAP Rocky once called a brother didn't just happen with ASAP Rally. Because in 2024, Rocky also wasn't afraid to go head to head with Drake, a fellow rap peer that he also saw as a brother in the early days of his career. You see, him and Drake have a long history together, because back in 2012, when ASAP Rocky was still making a name for himself, Drake was one of the first artists to give him a major platform. He didn't even shy away from admitting that Drake helped get his name out there during the early stages of his career.
The person that put on for me when I ain't had nobody was Drake. I'm talking about Drake was the first person to put on like before anybody. He didn't want to sign me.
Yeah. Looking back on this interview now is pretty surreal, considering how much the relationship has soured throughout the years.
Yeah. He didn't want it. It was like, yo, that's raw talent, yo. Like, you gotta shine, yo. I'm a see to it. I forever owe Drake.
Funny enough, the two even have a song together alongside Kendrick Lamar on Rocky's 2013 album, Long Live ASAP, titled Problems, which served as a major turning point in Rocky's career. See, it peaked at number 8 on the Billboard charts and gave him his first top 10 hit. To make it better, the song also earned a Grammy nomination for the Best Rap Song in 2014, and was later certified triple platinum by the RIAA. Not only that, Drake was also seen on stage giving major props to ASAP Rocky as far back as 2013.
Like I said, this is my brother ASAP Rocky, this is my brother Kendrick Lamar, this is my brother Chase and Cash. We all ask you just one favor. Y'all keep working on being the beautiful people that you are, and we're gonna keep giving you this music that you love so much. In San Diego, thank you for one of the greatest nights of our lives, and until the next time we see you, take care!
It's pretty wild to see Drake, Kendrick, and Rocky on one stage together like that, especially knowing how everything went down. But anyways, that wasn't the first time that Drake opened the door for Rocky, because a couple of months before that, Drake did the same thing in Toronto, introducing Rocky to the crowd.
Yo, listen to me, hold on. Look, I know we about to hit the road together, we about to see a lot of things, but I'd like to welcome you to the greatest city in the motherfucking world.
However, as the years went by, Rocky himself stated how much he hated their hit song together.
You know how, like, you hate your hits? It was like, you know what I'm saying? Get on a song with Drake, get with 2 Chainz, that's gonna make a hit. Like, you know, make this kind of song with this BPM, it's gonna be a hit.
So, how did their beef even start in the first place? And why did it get so bad that even Rocky has gone out of his way to say that he regrets doing his first ever hit song with Drake? Well, to answer that question, look no further than Drake and his obsession with Rihanna. You see, Drake never hid how much he liked Riri, and it didn't really help that rumors swirled about the two having an on and off fling around 2009 and again in 2014. But of course, Rihanna shut that talk down. So whatever spark Drake was hoping to ignite clearly fizzled out, because by 2018, Rihanna had made it clear that she was keeping her distance. And by 2020, that's when ASAP Rocky finally had the opportunity to get with Rihanna, as it was soon confirmed that the two were romantically linked and were now officially dating. And Rocky moved quickly after that. It wasn't long before they were building a family, with their first child born in 2022 and their second arriving in 2023. At first glance, everything was falling into place for Rocky. He had the love of his life, and the two were starting a family together. But while Rihanna was more than happy to settle down with him and vice versa, there was someone else who felt the exact opposite way. Instead of congratulating them, it looked like to many fans that he was sneak dissing them. The first and most glaring shot was aimed at none other than his partner, Rihanna. See, when Drake's 8th studio album, For All the Dogs, released in 2023, fans noticed that there was one particular line on the song, Fear of Heights, where he rapped, "Why they make it sound like I'm still hung up on you? I can never be gal, can't run me, better him than me, better it's not me, I'm anti, yeah, and the sex was average with you, yeah, I'm anti, cause I had it with you." It doesn't take a genius to know that he was talking about Rihanna here. To make it worse, he was literally saying that sex with her was mid after all the years that had passed. Now, I'm not here to talk about whether or not Drake was coping when he said that. After all, he didn't really hide the fact that he was head over heels for Rihanna back in 2016.
She
She's someone I've been in love with since I was 22 years old. She's one of my best friends in the world. All my adult life, I've looked up to her, even though she's younger than me.
But if you didn't know, Anti was a reference to Rihanna's last album that year. Anyways, that wasn't the last time Drake sent shots on For All the Dogs. You see, he later took a more direct shot at Rocky, rapping, "I am pretty Flacco, this should get really rocky." A year later, Kendrick Lamar's Like That verse came out and shook the entire hip-hop genre. And while the two were exchanging brutal disses against each other, there were several rappers who weren't afraid to show their disdain for Drake, one of which was none other than A$AP Rocky. When Future and Metro Boomin dropped their second studio album together, titled We Still Don't Trust You, it felt like they were assembling a feature list full of the most bona fide Drake haters. The 23rd track, Show of Hands, finally delivered the much-anticipated Rocky feature. Fans were expecting a direct shot at Drake, and Rocky didn't hold back, rapping, "They swear they're bitch the baddest, I just bagged the worst one. They and their feelings over women. What, you hurt or something?" After flexing his relationship with Rihanna and how he was the one who bagged the woman that Drake constantly wanted over the years, and how he was the one who bagged the woman that Drake loved, Rocky wasn't done. He later added that he was also with Drake's baby mama, aka the mother of his son, Adonis. "I smashed before you birth, son Flacco hit it first, son, still don't trust you, it's always us, never them." And in an ironic twist, he went after Drake's music and implied that his latest album at the time, For All the Dogs, was underwhelming. "Heard you dropped your latest funny how it just came and went." A few weeks later, Drake dropped Family Matters. Now, we're not diving into the full rap beef or anything, but Drake did take his time to fire back at Rocky on the song, rapping, "Guess cause you hit my baby mama first, do the math, who was I hitting then?" Implying that while Rocky got with Sophie first, like he said, Drake was busy dating Rihanna at the same time. But it wasn't only about the women in their lives, because Drake also targeted Rocky's career, adding, "I ain't even know how you rap still, cause they only talking about your fit again. Probably gotta have a kid again before you think about dropping any shit again. Even when you do drop, they're gonna say you should have modeled, cause it's mid again." And unfortunately for Rocky, this line is starting to age better and better by the day. In an interview back in August of 2024, Rocky explained why he went after Drake in Show of Hands, saying, "You gotta realize certain guys was throwing shots for years," he explained to the publication. "I ain't in the middle of that shit. That's not how I retaliate right now. I got bigger fish to fry than some pussy boys. It's real beef outside. It's real people getting clipped and blitzed every day. That little kitty stuff ain't about nothing." As it turns out, the real beef outside he was talking about had more to do with the struggle managing the entire album rollout and the expectations he knew he was responsible for building after all this time. However, because he was openly beefing with Drake, that only meant one thing. He also had to deal with the diehard OVO fans and supporters who were ready to clown on Rocky for every underwhelming release that he dealt with. But it gets much worse. But not only was he gonna end up going against millions of Drake fans, he also had to face Travis Scott's most rabid followers. You see, beefing with Drake wasn't the only time that Rocky had tensions against other established peers. Over the years, he also had issues with Travis Scott, especially given that the two have always been compared to each other. But even though the two rappers haven't had any serious run-ins over the years, this would all change in 2025 when someone close to Rocky exposed the fact that A$AP Rocky always felt some type of way towards Travis Scott. When a fan asked if there's a chance that Rocky might be in the studio working on a song with Travis, here's what a close A$AP affiliate Ian Connor had to say. "Nah, Trav not hearing that cause he too powered up now. NASA and Rocky called themselves bullying that man when he was still coming up, and he never forgot, as he shouldn't, and now got the last laugh. Career and money wise, but he plays it cordial, but he looks down on them guys." But that wasn't the end. He also criticized Rocky for trying to downplay their beef when the reality was much more serious. "I don't know if y'all are aware, but Rocky ain't doing nothing but sucking Cardi, and Cardi even doing anything with Perp was an indirect diss to Rocky in the first place. I'ma tell y'all the truth, nobody likes each other over on this side. When I say Flacco ain't who y'all think he is, that guy is gay." And keep in mind that this wasn't just coming from any other person looking to gain clout online. Ian Connor was someone who has had close ties with Rocky over the years. After all, he gained recognition and came up as one of the creative directors for Rocky when it came to fashion and apparel. That's not all he said though. He also made fun of Rocky's horrible rollout. But anyways, that's a story for another day. For now, let's focus on A$AP Rocky's beef with Travis. And to do that, we need to turn the clock back to 2015 when TMZ spotted Travis Scott lunging at a fan for calling him A$AP Rocky. This was the real start of the beef, as the clip quickly went viral. To make it worse, it wasn't only Rocky who was a part of the feud. His fellow A$AP Mob member A$AP Nass also came out and called Travis Scott out in a now deleted tweet, writing, "Travis, we don't want no more beef with you, bro. All we're saying is please stop stealing our swag. Find your own, bro. That's all we want. I actually f*** with your music, but his style, that doesn't belong to him. It's mine." If you're wondering why A$AP Nass was calling Travis Scott out for jacking A$AP's style, well, it's because Travis has been seen time and time again wearing the same kind of clothes and outfits that the Mob famously wore. And in 2016, Rocky addressed the rumors that the two were beefing cordially, saying,
"You know, let Shorty rock, you know, and let the people decide if he a biter or if he authentic. You know, I'm not saying everybody should be allowed to
to just take with whoever got going on. You know, I'm not implying that, but I feel like that whole situation, it sounds petty. It's like, what are we talking about?
Right.
He told everyone that there was no problem with Travis Scott taking some inspiration from the way he dressed if he rocked it well. So far, so good, right? I mean, the two even shared the selfie on a plane together back in February of 2016 in preparations for Kanye's The Life of Pablo listening party. So that should have been the end of it. Well, 3 years later, there was nothing but silence between the two. But that was until news broke that Rocky was arrested in Sweden following a street altercation, which we'll talk about later. In a kind gesture, Travis shouted out Rocky in support during a performance at the 2019 London Wireless Festival.
Let's do it, man. Free Rocky, man. You know what time it is. Yes, sir. Free Rocky, man.
So you wouldn't be mistaken to think that the two are cool. But behind the scenes, there was another story. Because it was hard to take Rocky's words seriously after what he did next. You see, during Rocky's Rolling Loud performance in New York on October of 2019, he dropped a freestyle rapping, "Please don't compare him and me, you offended me. This ain't a diss, and we ain't enemies. They're concerned with making hits, I'm more concerned with making history." As a result, fans started to speculate who he was talking about. And judging from the lyrics, all signs pointed towards Travis. However, Rocky was quick to address the rumors, writing, "That me and Travis beef so played out, let it go." From there, it was all quiet until 2022, where Rocky addressed the quote-unquote beef between them in an interview with Nori.
"Travis Scott stole his whole style."
"Yeah."
From A$AP Rocky.
"Yeah." "He's trying to figure out how to ask this question."
"Thank you for reading my mind. Thank you for reading my mind. Is that something that you entertain?"
"Nah, you can't feed into petty shit like that, you know what I'm saying?"
And just like his 2016 interview, Rocky maintained that Travis had the right to take inspiration from him and his fashion, even going so far as to try to belittle him and little bro Travis, saying that he inspired him.
"Right.
Like, at this point, that's trash at this point."
"Right.
Yeah.
But did you feel like that at one point?"
"I mean, I saw similarities for sure." "Right. You know, I saw that he was inspired and shit like that, but that's what we in it for."
"Yeah.
Like, that's good sportsmanship."
Unfortunately, that wasn't the end of it. You see, during A$AP Rocky's Rolling Loud performance in Miami last year, tensions were once again high between him and Travis, especially after he rapped, Now, you might think that Rocky was dissing none other than Drake with this bar. After all, he was the one who had public history with dating Rihanna after all these years, right? Well, sure. But it's important to note that Drake wasn't the only one who dated Rihanna openly. And to add to that, there's been little to no instances of Drake catching flack for quote-unquote stealing A$AP Rocky's flow and style. So that removes him from the list. And once fans began to narrow it down, there was only one person who fit the bill, Travis Scott. That's right, back in 2015, rumors started swirling that he and Rihanna were dating.
"After all possible speculations, Rihanna and Travis Scott's rumored romance has now been confirmed by sources close to the artist, who have titled them a couple."
There were even rumors that Travis Scott felt angry that some people were making the relationship public. Travis Scott was angry when vague details about his relationship with Rihanna were made public, according to a former magazine editor. So why was Travis Scott so upset that their alleged relationship was revealed? Well, sources say that it was because Rihanna felt embarrassed to be with him, according to an editor from Complex. In his own words, "It's not because Travis is like, don't tell anyone I'm smashing Rihanna, it's because Rihanna's like, don't tell anyone that I'm smashing Travis Scott, please. Obviously embarrassing as fuck. Having someone be embarrassed about going out with you has to hurt." But you should take these rumors with a grain of salt, considering that neither side commented on the rumors to confirm it. However, that does lend credibility to the idea that A$AP Rocky was indeed taking shots at Travis during his Rolling Loud performance. But you see, this wasn't the only thing holding Rocky back, because outside of the Relly case, Rocky would find himself in a couple of legal situations that would slow him down quite a bit throughout his career. You see, when Rocky was at his peak in 2019, he was set to perform in Stockholm, Sweden at the Smash Festival. Unfortunately though, before he could even hit the stage, drama began to ensue. While walking through the city with his entourage, Rocky crossed paths with two unknown men at a Max Burger joint, and what should have been a minor street altercation quickly spiraled out of control. At first, Rocky and his team seemed eager to avoid confrontation. He posted videos to Instagram showing the two men following him and his crew around Stockholm. In one clip, Rocky even stated,
"Look, just for the cameras, we don't want no problems with these boys. They keep following us. Look at them. They keep following us."
And through all the commotion, one of the men accused Rocky's security of breaking his headphones, while Rocky claimed the man hit his security guard with them.
He hit him with the headphones.
I said, when he hit me with the headphones, he cut me on my head. I could really beat the shit out of him. I don't even know him.
And as things started to get heated, one woman tried to step up to de-escalate the situation.
So tell him to leave us alone.
Go somewhere. Go that way, bro, before you get hurt. We don't want to hurt y'all.
However, unfortunately, things took a turn for the worse at that point. By the end of their encounter, a violent street fight broke out, which was caught on video. Rocky was seen swinging, and it didn't take long before Swedish police got involved. Just days after the fight, Rocky, along with two members of his entourage, were arrested by Swedish police on suspicion of aggravated assault. Sadly, this arrest made Rocky cancel his festival gigs around Europe. You see, Rocky was forced to pull out of major events like Longitude Festival in Dublin and Wireless in London. And as Rocky sat behind bars in prison, rumors about the rapper's living conditions surfaced. TMZ described the jail as shockingly inhumane, which Swedish officials quickly denied. The prison's governor insisted that the facility had recently been refurbished and that inmates had access to beds and televisions. Despite those claims, the ASAP mob's own ASAP Ferg alleged that Rocky was being kept in solitary confinement. The story took a deeper turn when conversation about racial bias in Sweden's legal system began to surface. You see, just a year before, G-Eazy, a white rapper, had been arrested in Sweden for assault, possession of drugs, and the use of narcotics. But you know what's weird? G-Eazy was let off pretty easily. He was released after pleading guilty and paying a $10,000 fine, all within a day and a half. Meanwhile, Rocky remained locked up for weeks while waiting for a decision. Anyways, as time went on, the case gained international media attention, and even US President Donald Trump got involved after being contacted by Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. Trump publicly stated that he had spoken to the Swedish Prime Minister to urge Rocky's release. Unfortunately, despite Trump's connection, the prosecutor suggested that there was an obvious risk that these three suspects would leave the country if they were released. So after almost a month in prison, Rocky's trial officially began. Swedish prosecutors argued that Rocky's actions went beyond self-defense, presenting multiple videos and witness testimonies to support their claim. However, despite the heated claims, Rocky maintained that he acted to protect himself and his team. Case wrapped up quickly, as the verdict was in by August 14th, and unfortunately for Rocky, he was found guilty of assault. Luckily for him though, he was handed a suspended sentence, meaning he wouldn't serve additional jail time. He had already spent over 3 weeks in prison, and the court ruled that that was punishment enough.